This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's say your company had a spare $1 billion. Let's say, in fact, your company had many spare $1 billion. You could do worse than invest it in the biggest consumer market on the planet. Apple is going to put $1 billion into China's big Uber competitor, Didi Chuxing, it's called. The only investment Apple's ever made that was bigger, by the way? Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, and the headphone maker Beats. But I digress. Back to China. Apple wants to get a better foothold there, yes, but speculation is, I think you can fairly say rampant, that this deal is actually in pursuit of the company's rumored plan to build a self-driving car. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has that one.
Didi is an onomatopoeia. It basically translates to beep beep. And in China, it's kind of like the Uber. It boasts 300 million users in 400 cities. Tim Cooling with tech analysis firm Canalys says Apple has good reason to want to link up with a company like that.
What this gives Apple is access to a large user base of people within China from which they can harvest data.
Data about driving habits and China's complicated road system. Professor Derek Cogburn at American University says almost every tech company is in the race for big data that informs product development and marketing. So if Apple is indeed making a self-driving car, getting into the rideshare market and further into China makes sense. Cogburn says he can picture that car.
You hailed an Apple self-driving car. You paid for it with your Apple Pay. You know, during the time that you're in the car, your music is playing.
And Jeremy Carlson with IHS Tech says for Apple to do anything big in China, riding shotgun with a Chinese company is a necessity.
To operate in China, especially in an industry like the automotive environment, you do need a joint venture, so you do need partnerships.
In a joint release with Apple, the CEO of Didi said the investment is an inspiration. In New York, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.